We never like to close a service without offering a chance for those who are not members of the Lord's body to become members and to come up here and be baptized. There's a plan of salvation, a pattern clearly set forth in the New Testament that we're to hear God's word, to believe it, confess his name, repent of our sins, and be baptized. And we're going to have a chance to do that in just a minute. Or if you need the prayers of the congregation, you're also going to have a chance to do that in just a few moments as we sing the invitation song. Before we do that, I'm just going to tell a short story of a guy I'm just going to call Joe. Joe was born in 1819 in Dublin, Ireland, and he was born into a relatively wealthy family. He went to Trinity College. He got a good education. He got engaged when he was around 25. The night before he was to be married, his fiance drowned in a river. And so you can imagine he was grief-stricken when that happened, and you can imagine how that would have a tendency to maybe turn people against God or whatever. But for Joe, it did the exact opposite. Instead, he turned to God. He went with a group of guys known simply, they call themselves the Brethren. They went about teaching things like the leadership of the men, you know, where it was what was called for in the New Testament, and baptism by immersion, such things as that, and taking of the Lord's Supper on the first day of the week, all things that we believe in. And he went to Canada and started preaching this thing. In 1855, his mother was still in Ireland and was on her deathbed, and he wrote a poem for her that he called Pray Without Ceasing. A few years later in his life, he became engaged again to another lady in Canada, and she already had tuberculosis, and she wanted to get baptized before they got married, and she did get baptized. Then she already had the tuberculosis, and after she got baptized, she contacted pneumonia and died like 4 months later. And so you can see he was grief-stricken again, and he basically spent the rest of his life, people would know him around town, he would be seen often walking around with a saw or a Bible. He would use the saw to cut wood for older people in the community or the people who weren't able. He would never cut wood for hire. He wouldn't take any money for cutting wood. He helped a local widow whose husband had died. She had a modest dairy farm or of a couple of cows. He helped her carry that on by delivering the milk and milking the cows. He pretty much gave away all the earthly possessions that he came across. He preached to anybody that would listen. He preached in the town square. He was actually arrested for preaching in the town square. In 1886, he was falling ill himself, and he ended up wandering outside in the middle of the night and slipping in the river and drowning himself. And so that's basically Joe's life story. And I tell the story of Joe. His life seemed to kind of exemplify to me what Jesus told the Pharisees were the greatest two commandments in Matthew chapter 22, 37 through 40. You shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. But we know Joe for something different. We may know Joe more of his full name of Joseph Scriven or George Scriven. And the poem that he wrote to his mother, Pray Without Ceasing, in 1855, was put to music 30 years later, and the name was changed. It's hymn number 69 in our songbooks. So I'm going to read Joe Scriven's poem, and then if anyone has a need, they can come while we stand and sing. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield ye. Thou wilt find a solace there. Come while we stand and sing.